This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sucker! Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Rob Brown Show, live on the radio, the Fan Upstate. Welcome in. Great to have you. Happy Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Good job, you.
Thanks. I got to tell you, the days are all blurs at this point. We're just making it up as we go, people. Welcome in the foremost electrifying hours of sports talk, entertainment, and shenanigans that you're going to find anywhere on your radio at this or any point in time. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure is mine, though not exclusively, because on the other side of the metaphorical glass and the literal controls, the man in charge of this and every radio program that you've ever enjoyed, even if only 4 seconds. The great one, Lonzo, is here as well. We are honored to have you all with us every a.m. from 6 till 10 a.m. And what a day we have lined up for you this morning. We have got to get to some NFL. I did put together. A list of what I believe will be the most impactful NFL offseason moves. We are talking about the big names, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, draft prospects, etc. The players that we think will have the most impact on their team heading into the year of 2025. We are, as mentioned yesterday, now just 6 days away from doing the show live next week at the College Football Hall of Fame for the 2025 Southeastern Conference Media Days. We are also 15 days away from doing the show live in Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC football kickoff, which means, as Lonzo loves to point out to you every time, and correctly so, the college football season is upon us. And
NFL season starts Saturday.
If you are keeping track of camps, NFL camps open this Saturday for the two teams participating in the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. We are 23 days away from the start of the National Football League preseason. Just like that, it feels like the Super Bowl was yesterday. And here we are, less than 4 weeks away from the start of the NFL preseason, 6 days away from the start of SEC Media Days, 15 days away from the start of the ACC Media Days, 4 days away from two NFL camps opening up, and then, 11 days away from the rest of NFL camps opening up. And once camp gets here, for the NFL folks amongst you. Once media days get here for the college football minded amongst you, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta feel the vibe at this point. If you don't feel the vibe at that point, you need to see a doctor or healthcare professional, because I feel the vibe, and we're still 6 days away from next Monday, rattling the walls of the College Football Hall of Fame with the most uproarious celebration that we can throw. By the way, the Gamecocks will be there at SEC Media Days on Monday. I am scheduled to have a discussion later on today to attempt to organize the getting Shano, buddy of the show, Shane Beamer, on the show next Monday, as well as a couple of Gamecock players. I will let you know when that gets solidified. Again, I have been told by just about every entity that I have reached out to setting up interviews and whatnot. I have been told by just about every entity that I've spoken to that, yes, we will put you on the list. We will get you down for some tentative times, but just be aware that the schedule is largely set, and some of these interviews may be coming off the air, and unfortunately, some of them may not materialize, or we may have to give you somebody other than who we schedule at the time. So it's gonna be in flux. But here's what I would suggest to you. What I would suggest to you is, first and foremost, to follow me on social media at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. And I would suggest that you follow me there to start, because I will be going live on Instagram. I'll be going live on Twitter. I'll be going live on the Book of Face. I'll be going live across the social media while we are in Atlanta. I will be going over on Sunday afternoon, checking into the hotel Sunday afternoon, and then depending on what the schedule looks like the rest of the day, may or may not get our first glimpse at the College Football Hall of Fame on Sunday evening as I go over there to get everything set up for Monday's broadcast. The first go live may be on Monday, depending on if I make it there for the setup period on Sunday, if I'm able to get in for the setup period on Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. So follow me on social media at TheFanUpstate. That is also where I will be listing the schedules of interviews as I get them, as they are committed, as they are added to the rotation. I will let you know. So follow me at The Rob Brown Show across all of the social media, and keep up to date with everything going on at SEC Media Days, and then carry it on through to ACC Media Days just a week later in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got a lot we need to get to in the football world. I do want to get to this later because we are rapidly wrapping up ranking season. It is peak off-season, a.k.a. Rankin season. This is a point in time where folks who do not care to talk about the NFL, do not care to talk about Major League Baseball, do not care to talk about soccer, do not care to talk about any of the other sports, basically college football first shows. And I'm not judging. I understand college football is king.
You sound like judging a little.
I'm not judging.
I mean, if you point something out, aren't you kind of? I mean,
maybe. No, I think I'm simply pointing out that there are outlets that are 24/7, 365, nothing but college football. And that's not what this show is, was, or ever has been, or ever will be. This show is a all the sports show. But I also recognize the kingdom upon which I broadcast. I also recognize the area. And I understand it's a college football market, first and foremost. So we are going to do a little ranking. Now, I am going to tell you that one of the ones that I wanted to break down, I'm not even going to say we're going to do the ranking. You've probably figured out by now that the ranking discussions on this show are ordinarily judging other people's rankings. If they're going to put all the work into doing the ranking, then I'm just going to judge the ranking. I'll let them do the hard part. And by the hard part, I mean make up your list of criteria. I want to get to The Athletic, who put together yesterday the top 100 rivalries in college sports, in college football, pardon me. Put together the top 100 rivalries in college football, but I would like to approach it from the standpoint of rank those rivalries today. Rank those rivalries in where they stand today. I am talking about an added importance on actual competitiveness in the rivalry, right? Like, let's not talk about the records dating back to 1903. Let's talk about the rankings in the last 5 years. Let's talk about the records against each other over the past 5 years. I'm not talking about rivalries that are even competitive lately alone. I want to talk about rivalries where there's actual stakes involved. Not just the pride of the two fan bases, right? I'm not talking about a rivalry where two schools have been battling for state supremacy for 1,000 years and, you know, the pride of the state is on the line. I am talking about rivalries where they may impact who's going to a college football playoff this year. They may impact two teams that are fighting for postseason accolades. They may influence individual awards based on how rivalry games play out. So I want to kind of analyze that through the lens of not just that the rivalries are intense, not just that the rivalries are passionate, but that the rivalries are actually playing for something. Like, it doesn't matter how bad, if ever, the two teams are. We know that when Michigan and Ohio State get together, we know that when Auburn and Alabama get together, we know when Army-Navy get together, we know that those games are going to be intense. They are going to be filled with passion and surrounded by passion. The level of petty and dedication that it must take for a school to have students go around the campus and put an X over every letter M that exists on the campus. That is certified hater mode. And I am very here for it, to be clear. But I also think that the last couple of years, when we have had that rivalry game dictate which of those teams may go and win a Big Ten championship, which of those teams may make it into the playoffs at all, which of those teams might be bumped out of the Big Ten championship and therefore might create a world where they've got to hope that the other wins the Big Ten championship and eliminates another playoff bubble team so that they can sneak in the back door. There's an elevated sense of importance this year. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Iron Bowl this year might be the most anticipated rivalry game for me. I'm not, again, prognostication. That's the part of the football season we're in right now. But I say that because, on one hand, Kalen DeBoer is, let's be clear, not coaching for his job yet. Okay? I think the people who are calling for Kalen DeBoer to be questioned right now are being a little aggressive. You're being a little over the top. You're being a little dramatic. He ain't there yet. However, I do think that if Alabama is not sitting going into the final week as a 10-1 football team, absolute worst, like 9-2 football team, then that Auburn game becomes a benchmark for him. Because if they finish the year, let's say 9-3, but they got beat by Auburn, that's going to be a mark that I think a lot of Bama fans are going to start looking and going, is this the guy? Is this what we're going to do? On the flip side, I'm looking at Hugh Freeze at Auburn. And the Auburn folks right now are not super thrilled with him, because the last couple of years, there has been a lot of discussion about the success that Auburn is having on the recruiting trail. It's happening again this year. The success that Auburn is having in the NIL and portal worlds, that is happening again this year. And I think Auburn fans right now are kind of looking at this through the lens of we haven't had a chance to be good that is this good in a long time. And if we don't take advantage of that, if we don't strike while the metaphorical iron is hot, then what are we doing? And is this going to be, is this the guy? Is this where we're going to be moving forward, or is this what our football program is? I am calling a shot right now, and I do not think it is too early for this. Hugh Freeze is a guy that obviously came to Auburn with baggage. He is a guy that obviously came to Auburn with a little drama around him. He's a guy that obviously, when he was hired by Auburn, had Auburn faithful asking a lot of questions. Is this the right guy to lead us right now with everything that he has going on in his life personally and professionally? And I think it's a more than fair question to ask. Now, if Hugh Freeze is here going on 3 years and Auburn just can't seem to get over the hump, and if they end up this year, and here's the shot that I'm calling. If Auburn does not get 2-9 wins this year with the team they are rolling out, and we're going to talk about this later on in the show, because, you know, why not start talking about coaches getting fired before the season starts, right? Let's just get the hot takes out of the way. I genuinely think that if Auburn doesn't make it to 9-3, if Auburn isn't knocking on the door of a, I'm going to say outside playoff bid, like 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in that range, if Auburn's not in that spot, I think this might be it for Hugh Freeze. I think they might look and like, you know, we're willing to, because this is sports and it's kind of part of the landscape. We are willing to overlook personal transgressions if you're winning football games. We are willing to overlook personal transgressions if you are taking us to high-level bowl games, if you are taking us to the playoffs, if you are taking us and putting us, at least now, in an outside position to steal one of the final playoff spots. If you're getting us there, then I think we're going somewhere. But if you can't get us there, like with everything going on in your life, we expect success. With everything that has happened to you and we gave you this chance, we expect success. And they've got everything that they have needed over the past couple of years to be there, and they're not. So I think that Iron Bowl this year has added importance. Because for Kalen DeBoer, the guy who followed the guy at Alabama, it may very well be the, see, I'm your guy game. And for Auburn, for Hugh Freeze, it may very well be the, hey, I'm not your guy face. So that game has added importance. So I don't just want to look through rivalries through the traditional standpoint of like, Joey B's in the chat. He says, the rivalry list is Ohio State, Michigan, then Alabama, Georgia, then everybody else. And in terms of importance, those games are absolutely at the top. Alabama, Georgia, in my experience, not traditionally considered one of the big rivalry games, but over the past 10 years, it has developed into that. And I do think that there is a chance this year it could get back to that. So I want to look at rivalry games this year kind of through the 2025 lens of which ones might be carrying the most weight at the end of the year. We're going to talk Hornets because Con Knipl was on ESPN. First pick for the Charlotte Hornets at number 4 overall. Going to make his debut with that team on Friday. We'll start looking ahead to that and a whole lot more. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, this is going to be kind of a... It's kind of a throwaway segment, but it's also not. I have a genuine question for you. Is it important and how important? And I wouldn't say it is necessarily for me something that changes my perspective on a guy, but I do appreciate it more when an athlete connects with the fan base of the team that he plays for. They're not obligated to, right? They're not required to. They are required to do one thing, which is go out there and do the job you're paid to do. Be the best whatever player that you can be. But I do like it when I can get into the fandom a little bit more because the dude that's wearing the jersey of the team that I like represents me. One of my favorite things every year is that after the Saints, for instance, are done putting their off-season acquisitions together, their draft picks, their free agents, whatever. One of the things that the Saints do every year is they host at the facility a big crawfish boil for all the new guys. And they make a big social media deal out of it. They bring all the new guys in and they have the vets there. And the vets teach them how to peel and eat a crawfish, suck the head, pinch the tail. The classics, right? And they go around with the young guys or the new guys and they have them peel and eat crawfish and then basically just talk about it. And I find myself every year, whenever they do this, kind of latching on to a new dude or two who goes, yo, this is like the best thing I've ever had in my life. Because a good crawfish boil is that. And again, crawfish boils are more about the socialization than they are the actual food, right? Like, you're going to be standing there doing as much cleaning of the crawfish, cracking open, peeling the crawfish as you are eating the crawfish. So it's really about standing around a table with a group, big group of people, socializing, fellowship, whatever. And the food is like just a thing that you're doing well, but also a good crawfish boil is spectacular. So the reason I bring this up is I have been saying since the NBA draft that I am actually, for the first time since I moved here, pretty excited about the direction of the Charlotte Hornets right now. I love this offseason for the Charlotte Hornets. I love the acquisitions in terms of free agency. I love the acquisitions they went through in terms of the trades they made. And I genuinely like the draft class. It may not be the most exciting in terms of raw talent, in terms of electricity from players. Con Knipple is a good wing player. He may be a great wing player at the NBA level, but he is a very good wing player. But it's not about his talent level as a winger. It's about the fact that he's a good NBA player, or I think he's going to be a good NBA player, and I think he very much fits the Hornets as an organization and fits what the Hornets are trying to build right now. I have said a couple of times this offseason, I got a lot of respect for Charles Lee, their head coach, because I think this guy kind of gets a, or kind of has a grip on how important culture is in the NBA. You've got to have a great team culture. I think it is probably one of the more overlooked aspects of the NBA. And I think you can look at certain teams and put a finger on that. The two teams that made it to the finals this year, the Thunder and the Pacers, those teams have two of the most established and I would say definable cultures in the NBA. Look at the teams that have struggled over the last couple of years that maybe were not expected to. I would honestly say, as much as I'm a Bron stan, the Lakers right now. When Anthony Davis showed up in LA leading into that 2020 season, the COVID year, I thought the Lakers actually had a really good culture about him. Since J.J. Redick showed up, I think they are working to establish a new culture. But I think under Hamlin, the last coach, Coach Ham, they kind of lost it. I think Charles Lee gets that. And I think you can kind of look at this team and see the culture that they are trying to develop presently. Well, I would make the argument that with Con Knipple, with Sion James, with Kalkbrenner, the big man out of Creighton, I think you see culture, locker room guys, guys that you can look at their college careers and you can say these dudes buy into the system, whatever the system might be. Different systems, but they buy into it. I also gave Charles Lee credit last year because there was a point in the season where LaMelo Ball was playing all-star caliber basketball on the offensive side of the floor. But then they kind of bumped into a problem because LaMelo Ball kind of got into a spot where he was playing on one half of the basketball court. He was playing offense. He was going down. He was a walking bucket. And then he'd score. He'd go back to the other end. And then he just kind of like just base level D up as a guy crossed midcourt. Didn't really attack. Didn't really play high pressure defense. Just kind of was there. And Charles Lee sat him for like a game or two, sat him, put him in the reserve role, and basically said, you're going to play on both ends or you're going to play on neither. And he took some criticism for that. How in the world are you going to sit a guy who's playing all-star caliber offensive levels? And Charles Lee said, like this, and put him on the bench. Now, LaMelo Ball had to earn his way back into the starting five. It only, I think it was like one or two games. Like, it wasn't long, but it was long enough to send the message. And I think you saw some effort on the other end. Now, did that lead to the injury with the ankle? I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think the desire of Charles Lee to establish and ingrain an a team culture there became pretty obvious to me in that moment. So this draft, you ended up with, I think, three culture guys. And not only that, but you ended up with a 7-footer. It allowed you to get Mark Williams out of there, who, after the failed trade last year, I think a lot of people were ready to see move on. You went and you got Colin Sexton out of Utah. You want to talk about a hustle monster? And not only did you do that, but you sent a mediocre trade out to go get a dude who was a backup guard on your team, a backup guard, was like a 16-8-4 guy. It's a great culture move. You went and got Spencer Dinwiddie, culture guy. You brought back Trey Mann, culture guy. I adore what this team is doing. Now, to bring me back to the start of this, here's why I asked the question. I genuinely can say, I'm a New Orleans Pelicans guy. You're not going to sway me away from supporting the hometown squad. Just never will, okay? But I do like when I can like the local teams. I like when I can like them. That's not to say I like every local team, but I do like it when I can like them. I want to like this Hornets team. I want to like this Hornets team because of what I just talked about. I like the culture they're building. I love the roster they're putting together. I think they're probably, at this point, like one star away from being a really good basketball team. Like, they're going to need to find one more guy. And it might be one of the guys you drafted. Because right now, my guess is that right now, Con Knipple starting, Ryan Kalkbrenner is starting. We'll see where Sion James fits into all of this. I don't believe he signed his contract yet. I don't think he's going to be a two-way guy. I think everybody they brought in is going to be a one-way player, going to be an NBA main roster player. So the reason I bring this up is because I was watching ESPN this morning before I came into the studio. I was over in the Fortress of Nerditude. I don't usually turn the TV in the morning because my ADHD medication hasn't clicked in yet, and I'll end up dialing in on 9 different things and being good at none of them. But I had it on this morning. And it just happened to be that Con Knipple was on TV. Charlotte Hornets start their summer league games on Friday. Some teams have already started up. Their first one is on Friday, and Con Knipple is going to be playing summer league ball. Most of the Rooks are going to be playing summer league ball, so it's going to be our first look at Con Knipple in a Hornets jersey. And I'm pretty pumped about that, to be honest with you. I'll be hosting BetMGM tonight on Friday. That's going to be on the big TV. I want to see what this team looks like. I want to see what these players look like, the youth. So they have Con Knipple on SportsCenter. And I don't know who was hosting because I wasn't looking at the TV, but one of the guys hosting said, all right, new guy down in the Carolinas, want to ask you a couple of identity questions. And they asked him two. They asked him first and foremost, you get to pick one. And he's a Milwaukee guy. He's a Wisconsin guy. They said, barbecue or bratwurst? And I thought, this is a moment to connect with the Carolinas, big on the barbecue down here. Right? Even in Charlotte, big on the barbecue. And he goes, oh, whoa. You talking about like a big fat Milwaukee bratwurst? The guy's like, yeah, Milwaukee, like beer brat. And the guy goes, oh, bratwurst, not even a question. It's bratwurst over barbecue. Now, I don't really have an issue with that. Okay? I'm like, okay, I get that. I'm a big brat guy.
By the way, I agree with him.
I agree with him unless the barbecue is top tier. Top tier barbecue might be the best thing outside of great seafood. It's like great seafood, great barbecue, bratwurst is my order. Bacon on any of it. Then they asked him one more. They said, all right, last one. Cheese curds or Krispy Kreme? And he looked in the camera as if the man had just told him on live TV, I did your mom. He looks in the camera. He's like, cheese curds. Like, that's not... He was like, he was offended by the question. He said, cheese curds or Krispy Kreme? And the guy said, Con Knipple said, cheese curds. Like, he was angry about it. Now, I'm going to say this. Look at me. I love cheese curds, all right? They're good. Deep fried cheese. It's like baby mozzarella bites, all right? Like baby fried cheese. I love a cheese curd. I will, if I go to a restaurant and somebody goes, they got good curds here, I am going to order two. I love a cheese curd. But if you're telling me straight up you're taking cheese curds over Krispy Kreme, over a Hot Now sign, over that flashing red light that says these bad boys just came out the machine and that glaze is piping, oof. It's kind of hard for me to connect there. So here's what I'm going to need, Con Knipple. In order to get over, I can get over brats over barbecue. Because most barbecue is not great barbecue. You get great barbecue, you'll change your mind. But cheese curds over Krispy Kreme, I'm going to say this. I'm going to need about 20 a game out of you for me to now feel like I can connect, okay? I'm going to need like 20 a game out of you for me to be able to say, I am willing to overlook cheese curds over a good hot Krispy Kreme Fresh Now sign donut. That's a tough answer. All right. We talked about rivalries a few minutes ago. Let's bring that back up here in just a minute. Let's take a look at the 2025, the Athletic's best rivalries in football, and let's put them through the lens of what games matter now, this year, upcoming. We'll do that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The rubber... Oh, my mic is on. I just couldn't hear myself in the headphones. I was like, damn, one on Tuesday? No, we're good. We got this. All right. We got this. We're good. The Athletic has put together its list of college football's 100 best rivalries. Lonzo, do you want to start at the top and hit the highlights on the way down, or do you want to start at the bottom and hit the highlights on the way up? What do you think is the better way to handle this? I think we work our way up, right?
As long as you get to number one before the end of the segment.
Yeah, so. I think so. I won't spend a ton of time on the ones that are down towards the bottom, but here's what I want to do. What I want to do is...
Is your alma mater on there at all?
The University of West Florida did not make the list, though I will say UWF v. Delta State has got some absolute certified bangers over the last couple of years. They should be on the list. The University of West Florida Argonauts taking on the Delta State Okra. I think that's what they are. They used to be that.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's not a joke.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Okra?
Yeah. Let me see if it's still that.
Wow, nothing more menacing than going out and lining up against the Okra.
Let me see if they... I want to say... Oh, no, they're the Statesmen now. Boo! Boo!
We are the Delta State Statesmen.
Or maybe that was just a nickname. Okay, yeah. Delta State University has the Fighting Okra as their unofficial mascot. Their school name is the Delta State Statesmen.
What the heck is a Fighting Okra? Is it fighting your stomach? I mean,
I don't know what the hell's a hokey. We all roll with that. Hokey's not even a real thing. At least okra is a real thing.
No, I think hokey is a real thing.
All right, looking at the top of the list, moving down. Now, here's what I want to do for this. We're just going to run through these. We're not going to spend a bunch of time on each of them. But I want you to tell me where these rivalries go. But I want to do it through, because college football starts in 6 days live at SEC Media Days, will the show be. I want to do it through a 2025 lens. I want you to tell me how the rivalries stack up based on this year. I'm talking about the rivalries have been competitive. The rivalries mean something, and the rivalries have stakes. Like, there's something on the line. It's not just a rivalry game. You also know that there's something on the line. Now, I don't want to get into the discussion again, or at least not right here, of will the college football playoff kind of diminish rivalries to some degree? Because the answer is yes. If Michigan and Ohio State both get to the rivalry and they're both 11-0, they're both going to the playoffs. Now, maybe they're fighting for the Big Ten title and therefore the bye. That might go away a little bit once we go to 16 and there are no byes anymore. But yeah, they diminish a little bit. But at the same time, they absolutely don't. Because a rivalry means whatever it means to you, to us, to fans, right? So, looking at it through the 2025 lens, where do these rivalries rank? Number 100, LSU-Mississippi State. Mississippi State's trying to make something of themselves. LSU, Brian Kelly, every rivalry game for Brian Kelly this year is on this list for me. Because Brian Kelly may very well lose his job at the end of this year if he doesn't win most of those. They've got Middle Tennessee versus Western Kentucky. Number 98, Arkansas-Mizzou. All right, two up-and-comers, I guess, trying to prove that they deserve to be there, I guess. Number 97, UCF-USF. This is definitely a big rivalry if you live in one of those two areas. If you don't, you don't care. Tampa and Orlando.
Wait, those are two different schools?
Those are two different schools, as is notated by the fact that one is UCF and one is USF.
Oh, okay.
Because they have different names because they're different things.
I thought it was like one was in Spanish and one was in... Okay.
Number 96, New Mexico, New Mexico State. Don't know anything about it. Number 95, Richmond versus William and Mary. I've actually heard that gets heated on the lower level scale. Number 94, the Mid-American Conference All-MAC rivalries. The Athletic just said every rivalry in this conference is in one slot. All right, I respect it. Number 93, Williams and Amherst. Number 92, Clemson, NC State. In the 2025 lens, I actually think this one goes higher. And I think it goes higher not because it's like going to mean a ton. It will, because Clemson's a national championship contender this year. And a win for an NC State team, if they line up, would obviously be like a big, bonnet on the resume. That's all well and good. Isn't it kind of more Dabo v. Doring now? Isn't it a little bit more Dabo versus Dave Dorn? Like, it's a little more head coaches rivalry, because it is not a secret that these two teams don't like each other at all.
I was going to say, if a coach hates a team, you hate a team too.
Yeah, it's not a secret that these two teams do not like. Sorry, scratch that. These two head coaches do not like each other. That being said, that game is not on the regular season schedule for Clemson this year. So we will not get to see it unless it ends up being an ACC title game matchup. Number 91, Colorado State. In 2025, this one's taking a step up, because Colorado State has not been shy about saying, we don't care if Deion's over there. We don't care. We're coming for you. And on the other hand, this is one of those games that I think this year, without Shador, without Travis, Deion's got to prove himself a little bit. This one plays into that. Mount Union versus UW-Whitewater is number 90. Maryland, Virginia at number 89. I've never heard that one as a rivalry.
By the way, I hated Mount Union.
I don't know anything about Mount Union. They got a good wrestling team, I believe.
They used to. They still probably play in the OAC. It's a division.
Okay.
I think they moved up from D3. They used to be in D3, and they were like D1 people who.
What's their mascot?
I don't remember.
He hates them so much he bleached them.
I believe they were purple.
I respect that. Number 88. 88.
College in 86, dude. I'm going to forget some stuff.
I was one in 86. Pitt, Syracuse. This one deserves to be more nationally recognized. The problem is the teams are just never, like, good. It's a great rivalry. They do not like each other. It's just that the rivalry is never very good. Georgia Southern versus App State at number 87. Wake versus NC State at number 86. At number 85, Georgia versus South Carolina. Now let's keep it a buck. This one is low because South Carolina has not been in competitive in this rivalry, with the exception of, what was it, 2 years ago, that you went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal and you were in a bind because you had Georgia behind, but they were looking to not let you win the game. I thought I had something cooking there.
Well, you did for a while. You just lost that. You lost confidence.
I lost a lot. I just couldn't come up with deal and turn it into something else because I'd already used steal, so it wasn't there. This game would be higher if South Carolina competes. Let's say this. If the trajectory of the Gamecocks and what is expected of them this year materializes and they do push forward and they are able to ride the momentum, who, by the way, I haven't gotten to play it yet. Lenore Sellers in the new college football game is Michael Vick from Madden 07. Like, I've been watching clips. Everybody's playing as the Gamecocks are going to be the most played as team in this game because Lenore Sellers is Madden 07 Michael Vick.
I think he's still got to have some skill level to make it.
I mean, you do, but it's as close to a cheat code as you can get without using a cheat code. If South Carolina continues the upward trajectory and they can ride Lenora Sellers to a playoff spot this year, maybe they're threatening an SEC championship game at the end of the year, then I think this rivalry skyrockets up because Georgia's the final boss right now of that. Georgia and Texas are the final boss. If South Carolina is able to steal one from Georgia over the next couple of years when they line up against them, then I think that this one would go screaming up. And I only say that because South Carolina fans around here have told me at length that this is a rivalry game, even if it's not like recognized as a rivalry game.
There used to be scores like 15-12 and stuff like that. It was a weird game.
That being said, in the 2025 eyeball, this game is not on the regular season schedule this year. They've got number 84, Ohio State versus Illinois. Is that a rivalry game? Yeah, it might be with Brett Bielema there now. He'll make it one.
Not even about him. Illinois always seems to play Ohio State pretty tough.
I think everybody in that conference does, right? Well, at least for years gone by, it's their Super Bowl.
They're scary.
Yeah. And number 83, Cincinnati versus Miami of Ohio. Number 82, Baylor versus Texas Tech. 81, this one deserves to be way higher on the list. Southern versus Grambling. That's a top 10 rivalry in college football. Not only do these two teams absolutely despise each other, but I say it when I mean it. The two bands that put on a halftime show, they hate each other too. It's incredible. I've been to like 5 Southern Grambling games. They play it in the Superdome every year because the two schools can't hold the crowd that shows up for this. Either the game or the halftime competition. Sorry, concert. This deserves to be way up. Number 80, Tennessee versus Vanderbilt. Two Tennessee schools going at it. Another one that probably could be higher, would be higher.
Wait. Vanderbilt made the list?
Vanderbilt, I believe, is on this list twice.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's the thing. Like, there's two ways we're looking at this. Number one is like the traditional definition of rivalry. Right? Like these two, they just hate each other. Doesn't matter if one has won 50 in a row, they still hate each other. But I'm kind of looking at it through the lens of rivalries that are moving the needle this year. Tennessee Vandy's not there. Now, I'm really interested in Vanderbilt moving forward, and I'm interested in Vanderbilt moving forward because I think Clark Lee's a dude. How many pregame warm-up speeches from Clark Lee did we play last year? Like 9? Because the dude is a dude. Like he's like Brent Key at Georgia Tech. He's just a football guy. He's not going to look at the program and go, oh, we don't have the resources. We don't have the money. We don't have the NIL. He doesn't care about all that. He goes, give me 100 dudes, put them in a helmet. I'm going to find the dudes who want to go out there and win, and we're going to figure it out. And that's why Vandy beat Bama last year. This team is going to be a better version of Vanderbilt than you've ever seen before. And if Diego Pavia is allowed to play and runs it back from last year, this game could be kind of interesting. Number 79, I think we're just going to end up doing like 25 a segment scattered throughout the show. Number 79, Kentucky versus Louisville. Sure. When Louisville had their run there, their like Lamar Jackson era run, where they were really kind of turning up, I thought this, like, again, I don't know that it's going to register outside of the Bluegrass State, but I do think it was starting to register a little bit. Obviously, Louisville's kind of fallen off a little bit since then. Again, kind of another team that has a dude as a coach that they are in love with in Jeff Brohm. I'm not really sold on Jeff Brohm yet, but that team is better than it's been in a while. So I'm okay, cool. And number, let's see, where'd we leave off? We left off number 79. 78, Virginia, Virginia Tech. I'd love for this one to be higher. Any state v. State U or any state v. Tech should be high on the list. Again, two teams that have just been wildly disappointing. Virginia made the move for Tony Elliott a couple of years ago. Hadn't really taken like we had hoped it would. Virginia Tech is such an interesting team because they were also super sold on Brent Pry. And I like Brent Pry. We've talked to Brent Pry at ACC Media Days. Like, he's another football dude. Problem is, he's very dry. Like, he's not a super, at least with us, with the media, he hasn't been like a super emotional dude. And I don't think guys are latching on the way they wanted to. On top of that, the recruiting classes under Brent Pry are just falling apart. And I don't know if that's because he can't communicate with the kids or what, or the parents or what, but the recruiting classes have just fallen apart. Number 77, North Carolina Duke. I thought 2 years ago, I thought there was a chance this one was going to go skyrocketing up. Now, with Hoodie in the fold, and with Duke football, although it has fallen a little bit, Duke football the last 5 years has been the best football it's been since Steve Spurrier left. Maybe there's a chance this one goes up. Number 76, Clemson v. Georgia. Now, I think the reason this one's fallen as far as this one's fallen is because they just don't play it very often. Like, it's a historical rival. I would love for Clemson, Georgia to be a thing again. And if and when Clemson ever joins the SEC. Because, I don't know if they're going SEC or they're going Big Ten. And I don't know that we can know. I would love for this rivalry to go back to the roots, go back to the old school. I just don't. The setup's only going to be there if Clemson goes there. But Clemson fans, is Georgia still a rivalry in the back of your mind? Like, even though you don't play them very often, if ever, is this still a team that you consider a rival? Like, do you root against Georgia when they're playing everybody else? Because I'm curious about that. No Clemson fans ever said that to me.
If you ask some of the old school people, they'll get that look in their eye, that scary look.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you're an old school fan.
When I first came here, there was definitely a lot of hate towards Georgia.
Is that still, especially for the newer, like the next generation of football fans, has that been bred into you or has it been taught to you that we hate Georgia even if we don't play them anymore? And number 75, Tennessee, Kentucky. This has got potential. If Stoops keeps Kentucky on the way up, and Heupel's real good at Tennessee, this one's got potential. All right, we'll do 74 through 50 coming up here in a few minutes. Water cooler cheat sheet next. Sports Flash now.
All right, let's go to the NBA. The Orlando Magic have agreed to a five-year rookie max contract with Paolo Banchero that will pay him $239 million and could reach as much as $287 million if he becomes All-NBA, MVP, or Defensive Player of the Year next year. The rookie max is the first signed since Luka Doncic and Trae Young in 2021. Though it was suspected already, the Indiana Pacers have announced Tyrese Halliburton will be unavailable next season with a torn Achilles suffered in the NBA Finals. The team reported the snap was higher than anticipated in his leg, but the surgery to repair it went well. San Diego Padres slugger Manny Machado recorded his 2,000th hit last night. Machado is the 297th player all-time to hit the mark and one of only five active players to reach it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.